104 on the Fan. Zach Gelb here with you. We'll take you up until Yankees baseball that comes your way at 1. Yesterday was Yankees Old Timers Day. They also honored the 2009 World Series Yankees team. And Jerry Hairston Jr. was briefly a part of that club. Now does a great job out in L.A. talking all things Los Angeles Dodgers. And he's kind enough to join us right now. Jerry, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been, my man?
Anytime, Zach. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So what was that like for you yesterday to see some of the guys again and be reunited with your teammates as they honored your World Series team from 2009?
It was great. You know, we got a chance to see each other the night before, had a nice dinner reception, the welcome dinner, and see, you know, familiar faces. You know, we've seen a couple guys throughout the years. I see Eric Hinsky quite a bit living in Arizona, CeCe Sabathia as well. But it was great to see the entire group together. I know we're missing a couple guys. We certainly miss them. But you know, to be together for 15 years, I mean, 15 years has flown by. But it was good to see everybody catch up. And it seems like everybody's doing well. And then to be honored yesterday at Yankee Stadium, it was really cool to see guys like, you know, Alex Rodriguez get an incredible ovation, who helped carry us to that World Series title in 09. It was good to see him get an ovation. A.J. Burnett as well. The fans truly are second to none, and they were certainly appreciative of everybody coming out and showing some love to that 09 team.
When you guys go out for dinner, who's the most fun to be with? Who are you hoping you're seated next to at the dinner table with that team?
Oh, man, you know what? Everybody has a good time together. You know, I love that team because it had so many different personalities. I think everybody will be in agreement that Johnny Damon is the most vocal. But it was great to see Johnny. Johnny gave a great passionate speech toward the end of the night. You know, obviously the love he showed for his teammates, the family, the Yankee organization, you know, thanking the organization on behalf of us. It was certainly special. But just seeing about, you know, being around everybody, you know, seeing Derek again, you know, I saw Derek a couple times, you know, obviously he was with the Marlins. Come over to L.A. Now he's doing great work on TV. Alex as well. Jose Molina was such an important part to that team. One of the best catchers I ever played with. But just seeing everybody together, laughing, joking. Nick Swisher, his personality, he's still the same. He's such a joy to be around with. So just seeing everybody together, enjoying, talking about old times, was great to see.
Jerry Hairston Jr. here with us. You talk about some guys that weren't able to make it. One, obviously, that's been in the news has been Brett Gardner. Disappointed that Gardy wasn't able to be there yesterday?
You know, we were a little disappointed. Listen, Brett is his own man. You know, I know he had his reasons, and we respect that. But Gardy was a great teammate, man. I really enjoyed him. When he was a part of that team, he was really young. I believe he was still a rookie then. Just a guy, we knew he was going to be a really good player, a very important piece of that championship team. Certainly miss Gardy, but, you know, when guys say they have family stuff, you know, you got to take them at his word, and we wish Brett the best because he certainly was an important part of that team.
Talking to Jerry Hairston Jr., you talked about it, the importance of A-Rod to that team. I know with steroids, right, it's always a complicated conversation. How do you honor those guys? You know, I think the stats are the stats, whether people want to respect them or not. That's a different thing. But this conversation of Monument Park, I think it's ridiculous. I obviously believe that A-Rod deserves a monument in Monument Park. How about yourself?
Well, obviously that is up to the Yankees organization. That in itself, the steroid conversation is something that was a part of that era.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you look at it and you look at what's going on as far as, you know, you look at the Hall of Fame, you know, Baseball Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Choir Boys, right? And everybody knows, you know, there's guys that are in the Hall of Fame that used performance-enhancing drugs. You know, everybody knows that. So where do you draw the line? Obviously, Alex paid the price, you know, publicly in the game as well. So, you know, Alex was an important part of that team, was clutch. I mean, you know, I was on deck when he hit that home run, and I believe it was the ninth inning against the Angels, Fuentes, at Yankee Stadium. He was clutch in the ALDS, too, against the Minnesota Twins, clutch in the World Series. Great defensive player, too. I think that doesn't get talked about enough. For all of his offensive prowess at the plate, the home runs, the RBIs, the average complete offensive player, his defense was incredible, man. Great defensive shortstop, and then over with the Yankees, incredible defensive third baseman, too. So he was a complete player. And he, now that was my only time I ever played with him, but just talking to certain guys, he really opened up that year and was one of the best leaders on that team. And him, obviously Derek Jeter, the captain, who's one of the best leaders I've ever been around. It was just a great dynamic. So when it comes to the Monument Park, it's up to the Yankees organization. But listen, it was great to see the fans really give Alex an incredible ovation. And it was good to see Alex, you know, have a speech and talk to the fans as well.
I love you, Jerry Hairston Jr., but here's the part that drives me bonkers. You've said it. Derek Jeter said it yesterday. Posada, CC Sabathia. It's up to the Yankees. Up to the Yankees. Why don't you guys just say, "Hey, he should definitely get a plaque in Monument Park." That's the part to me that I get confused about. Is why a lot of guys are just keep on saying, "Oh, it's the Yankees' decision." Yankees' decision.
Well, Zach, that's a very good question. He's throwing it my way. The reason why I say it that way, I'm sure I didn't realize Derek and those guys also said it that way, is because it's their organization, it's their team. You know, it's their house. So, you know, I've always had a rule with, I don't go into somebody's house and tell them what to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's their house. It's their team. It's their organization. So it's up to them. Now, I feel that, you know, Alex stats and what he did in the game of baseball speak for themselves, not just with the Yankees, just with Major League Baseball. You know, so it's up to them. What he did for our team in 09 was special, and I know our group recognized that, and we don't win that World Series without Alex Rodriguez.
Talking to Jerry Hairston Jr., how about Judge and what he's been able to do? The 332 average, the 49 home runs, 119 RBIs. This has just really been a joy to watch him and also Juan Soto day in and day out.
Let me tell you something. Aaron Judge is one of my favorite athletes, not just baseball players, athletes to watch. I got a chance to talk to him briefly yesterday for the first time. It was the first time I met him, and he came up and thanked me for being there. And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" You know, he was so appreciative because he recognized, listen, you guys bring something that we have not accomplished yet. The Yankees are trying to win another World Series. He's trying to win his first World Series, and he values championship teams like us, and he wants to be a part of that history. And for a guy to arguably be the best player in the game of baseball, without question, one of the best players to ever play the game. If you look at what he's done in the course of his career up to this point and what he's going to continue to do, God hope he stays healthy, he's going to be one of the best players ever. I had heard, you know, I'm good friends with Aaron Boone. I had heard he's a little bit of a combination of Alex Rodriguez with the power and obviously the RBIs and Derek Jeter with the leadership. How he carries himself. That's an incredible combination, you know, and just talking to him briefly, you can see why he carries himself, why he is so well-respected throughout the sports world, the baseball world, and he's a tremendous ambassador to the game of baseball and to the Yankees organization. So he deserves all the praise. He's a complete hitter. Here's another thing, too. He's not just a power hitter. He's a complete hitter, you know, threatens the Triple Crown just about every year. So he is absolutely a stud, and I wish him nothing but the best.
I know that you get to see Shohei Ohtani a ton doing the Dodgers games. I know he started to throw again, even though he's not going to pitch this year, and he's going for 50-50. For the rest of the season, if you had to just pick one, Ohtani or Judge, who would you pick?
Thank God they play in different leagues, so I don't get a chance. I'm going with Shohei Ohtani in the National League, and Aaron Judge in the American League. Isn't that the beauty of having both leagues? And how about this, too? How great is this game right now when you have two iconic players, not just superstars, iconic players, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge at the same time? One in New York for the Yankees, one for L.A. on the National League for the Dodgers. That is so cool to see, and that's why the game of baseball is so healthy, man. It's one of the best sports on the planet.
It would really be something. Every team has flaws right now in Major League Baseball, which Jerry Hairston Jr., I think it's going to make for a tremendous October. But if we get Yankees-Dodgers in a World Series with Judge and Soto going up against Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. Man, that would be a lot of people's dream, whether you like the Yankees and the Dodgers or not.
Of course, listen, you got to earn your way to the World Series. We all know that. But if there was a dream scenario, especially with the star power of Soto, Judge, Stanton, to go along with the Big Show, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie, Freddie, that's something that I think baseball wouldn't mind seeing. But hey, you still got to go through the gauntlet of the postseason. You got to earn your way to the World Series. So it should be a fun next 6 weeks leading up to the postseason. But I'm with you, man. I would love to see Yankees, Dodgers, man. I just think it'd be great for baseball and great for sports.
Two more for Jerry Hairston Jr., who joins us right now. Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. Jerry obviously got traded to that Yankees team right before the deadline in 2009. I saw a tweet yesterday as you guys were getting honored. They were talking about like random stories from that squad. This came from Brian Hoke, who covers the team for Major League Baseball. Is that right that the Padres, the following year, after you won the World Series with the Yankees, they gave you an off day and you came back to get your ring for the New York Yankees? I saw that story yesterday.
That is true. We had, if I remember this correctly, we had a day game. And then I was able to fly all the way to New York because I was in San Diego to get the ring. Bud Black, who's my manager with the Padres, he's now managing the Rockies. Saw him a little bit yesterday. He said, man, that's something you got to go do. And I wanted to do it because I knew I didn't know at the time that would be the only opportunity of winning the World Series. You know, and I wanted to take advantage of that because you never know in this game. I know how hard it is. I was fortunate enough to play 16 years in the big leagues. I only won one World Series ring. Some guys never get a chance to win one. So I wanted to make sure I was there to experience it. I'm so fortunate, so glad that I was able to do so and get the ring. And that's when we also saw Matsui over there with the Angels at that time. It was just a special moment.
Last thing I'll ask you, just incorporating the Mets into the conversation. They're trying to go get that final wild card spot. Lindor wasn't even an all-star. And even though Ohtani's going to win the NL MVP, Ozuna's in the conversation as well. Lindor now making an MVP push, especially after the month of August that he's had. And last night hitting a home run from each side of the plate and one of them being a grand slam.
Well, we appreciate that he beat the Padres too, because the Padres are on the heel of the Dodgers. But Lindor has always been one of my favorite players because he kind of reminds me of Roberto Alomar on the shortstop side. Switch hitter, has great power, great speed, incredible defender. It's good to see him really hit his stride this year. He's definitely in the MVP conversation. I think, again, talk about the Mets, man. New York team, it'd be great to see them, especially what they've been through the last couple years, see them get to the postseason. And they call him Mr. Smile for a reason. Lindor is always smiling because he has a passion for the game of baseball. He's fun to watch, man.
He's Jerry Hairston Jr., 2009 World Series champ with the New York Yankees. Jerry, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for doing this.
Anytime, Zach, man. Enjoy this weekend.
You got it. Thanks so much. There he is, Jerry Hairston Jr.